This is an IELTS Energy bonus. Business English improves your IELTS scores.
Welcome to the IELTS Energy podcast from All Ears English, downloaded more than 22 million times with former IELTS examiner Jessica Beck and Aubrey Carter, the IELTS whiz. If you are stuck with a low score, our insider method will help you get the score you need to unlock your dreams. Get your estimated band score now with our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/my score.
Find out how to improve your listening, vocabulary, and speaking skills, not just for IELTS, but for your future careers. And learn 2 idioms to help you on the exam.
Aubrey, have I ever told you that you rock? You rock
That's so nice of you. I feel like you have said that. You're quite a complimentary person, in fact. You rock.
Guys, there are so many idioms and slang phrases with like rocks and stones. And that's a great example. Actually, we use that in the Three Keys IELTS course to motivate you guys. There's this whole like anti-anxiety theme throughout Three Keys IELTS where we're just like, you guys rock. You are rocking it right now. You will rock it on test day. Let's do this. So guys, we're actually not here to talk about IELTS specifically today, but we do want to let you know that there is a deal on an amazing course right now that will not only help you with IELTS, it will increase your score for sure, but it will also be necessary for you to work in English
exactly
in the future.
Right. We're sharing 2 idioms today that you can use on the IELTS speaking exam, which would be perfect actually. And one of them is very related to that, because when you're studying for IELTS, guys, you want to kill 2 birds with 1 stone. This means you shouldn't just be thinking, I'm learning this for IELTS and then I can forget it all. I'm never going to use it again. No, right? You guys are going to work in English. You're going to be speaking English your entire lives. You might end up living in an English-speaking country. So everything you're doing right now, yes, you'll use it on IELTS, but also you're going to use it after in your life. Yes.
For sure. And realistically, guys, there is no way that you can only focus on IELTS and not your English and get a 7 or higher. That's impossible. Like, you have to be improving your overall English in each of the 4 skills while you're studying for the test. You have to, guys. So in our Business English for the Global Professional course, I love that name. It's so fancy. In that course, guys, you get interviews with native professionals, successful native professionals, with subtitles and transcripts in all different industries. And you will be improving your listening skills with those interviews. There are specific pronunciation lessons, specific vocabulary lessons, and business skills, but they are also life skills, goal setting, leadership, finding your strengths, like everything, guys. All of those things are in this course. So before we get to those 2 idioms, I want you guys right now to multitask and go to allearsenglish.com/start so you can check out this course, guys. Use the coupon code START to get 10% off and a free bonus. How to start
awesome,
the conversation.
Which can be useful for IELTS speaking too. Spoiler alert. Yes, go check it out, guys.
Yeah, definitely. Okay, so the first idiom, guys, kill 2 birds with 1 stone. That is exactly what we're talking
about,
right?
Multitasking, right? It's about getting 2 things done at once. And especially for something like this, we'll use it when you're doing 1 thing and succeeding in 2 different ways, accomplishing 2 different goals, right? Mm-hmm. Studying for IELTS, not only are you preparing for IELTS, you're also preparing for the rest of your life to be successful in English. I like to use this when I'm talking to my kids, when I'm talking about I'm killing 2 birds with 1 stone when I teach them something, right? It's like, I'm making you a good person and I also get to play this fun game with you. Win-win.
I love it. I know. And as busy working moms, we kill like 5 birds with 1 stone. I mean, talk about multitasking. But don't say 5 birds. You have to say 2. But yeah, I mean, I'm always and forever exploiting every minute to try and kill as many birds as I can.
That sounds terrible. It's like, so if you use the actual idiom, 2 birds with 1 stone, I don't think of it. I don't think of the birds that are dying, but when we start changing it, saying kill as many birds as I can. That sounds terrible. Don't kill birds.
It sounds terrible. Sounds terrible. So, but here's an example, guys. I kill two birds with one stone every day when I take my dogs for a walk and I listen to educational podcasts like about history or business, right? So I'm learning something while I'm exercising myself and my dogs.
Great example. You guys, this is so useful for IELTS speaking. Anytime you're talking about work or friends, there's so many questions where you can say, I actually kill two birds with one stone when I do that, and then explain how the action creates multiple advantages.
I love it. I love it. So this next one, guys, is a bit more rare than the previous one. I just love how it sounds. And I think it would be fabulous, not just for speaking, but also writing, because this is like sort of an antiquated saying, I would say. And it's more of a proverb than just like a slangy idiom, right? So this is great for writing as well. It's kind of long. Write this down. A rolling stone gathers no moss. So just picture this. Picture this in your mind, guys. A rock is rolling down the hill, so it's never going to get that mossy grossness on it, right? Because it is moving. So we use this as a metaphor for life, for work, for IELTS, for whatever your goals are. If you are continuously moving forward towards your goals, you won't get that terrible stagnancy, right? That terrible feeling of being still and gross and not accomplishing anything. So this is, it's a lovely phrase.
We all feel that moss growing when we like binge watch a Netflix series several in a row. You're like, ooh, I feel that moss. I feel stagnant. I haven't accomplished anything all day.
I need to get rolling. Yeah, totally. All right, guys. So remember, go to allearsenglish.com/start. START. Coupon code START. Get 10% off this course, guys. You have 6 months access, so get in, take the full 6 months to explore it because it's huge, but you can do it while you're studying for IELTS because remember, you have to improve your overall English, right? And you need English in the future to be a successful professional. So allearsenglish.com/start, coupon code
start. Awesome. Thanks for joining us today for this fun bonus, guys, and we'll see you next time.
Super fun.
Bye-bye.
All right. Bye, Aubrey.
Thanks for listening to IELTS Energy. Hit subscribe now and don't forget to find your estimated band score at allearsenglish.com/myscore.